on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM, and statewide on Civic Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Today is primary day. In many states around the country, not our state. Our state is primary day a week from now. We'll get to all that in a little bit. President Biden announced a very welcome development last night. The United States was able to successfully hit and take out the Al-Qaeda leader in Afghanistan, the guy who succeeded Osama bin Laden. This is a man who was in on the 9/11 bombing in New York. This is the crashing of the planes into the towers, the murder of 3,000 people, and he has killed Americans around the world, and he is now dead. His name is Ayman al-Zawahiri, a little over 70 years old. This guy had been hiding out in Afghanistan. You remember, after 9/11, Al-Qaeda operated out of Afghanistan. Afghanistan is really a pathology. It's not a country. It says it's a country, but what it is it's a incredibly strict Islamist country, jihadist country, and easily penetrated by people like this. The thing about it is, and they use what they call a ninja drone. This is not an explosive drone. Using it, what's so-called ninja drone cuts down on collateral damage, cuts down on civilians being killed, which is a welcome thing. Welcome to spare them. But on the other hand, what good does it do to kill people like this on onesies and twosies? Onesies and twosies. What good does it do? What good does it do? It's desirable. You got to take out the leadership. You got to take out the leadership, but somebody else will pop up. The snake will grow another head. Connor, we have somebody in the line. The snake will grow another head. And when the other head gets grown, then we're going to have to go in and kill him. The fact is that Al-Qaeda is operating in Africa. They're sweeping down from sub-Saharan Africa, killing Christians wherever they can find them, animists, and spreading jihadist culture throughout Africa. They're at work elsewhere. They're at work in the Middle East. They're at work all around the world. I think we have to have a different strategy. I think, quite frankly, in addition to going after the leadership, this is not a question of some righteous cause, some attack on colonialism, that kind of thing. What this really is just a terror state imposing its will on another state. One related development is that there was a military skirmish between Iran and Afghanistan yesterday. And you say, how is that possible? Iran and Afghanistan share a border. They share a border. They are two very different cultures. The Taliban, Afghanistan, are Sunni Muslims, very, very strict Islamists. The Iranians are Shiite Muslims, strict Islamists, and they're different races. Iran is a racially obsessed, religiously obsessed cauldron of hate is what it is. And so it's not just the West they attack. They attack people within what you would think is their own faith structure. Quite frankly, you don't like to encourage warfare and disputes among people, but when you have two enemies fighting each other, that can be... take some pressure off of you. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Two quick quick things. One, the rioter from January 6th yesterday that was sentenced to 7 years. They wanted more, but we don't have a domestic terrorism law in the books that would get more. But did you hear his two daughters? Both of them are suggesting that Trump should also be getting some time for once. Why is our dad being targeted and the ringleader not? But to this attack that took out this number one guy, you know, you've had years and years and years of this nonsense from the Bush administration and Trump when he was in office. And we're going to get this guy and Bush with his little joke, you know, the weapons of mass destruction under here, which wasn't funny. But I guess my point is they had how many years of the time since 9/11? And they are 0-0. Obama in his first term got bin Laden, and now we get this guy. I see the Democratic presidents as 2-for-2, and these guys that started the whole shindig over there are 0-for. They couldn't have found him if he was in their own backyard between the two of them, Trump and Bush.
Yeah, you're making a good point. There was some press that this guy, al-Zahari, this guy, Ayman al-Zawahiri, was on a list that was presented to Trump. And Trump did not authorize going after him. He could have been gotten a lot easier back then, largely because Trump didn't recognize the name, just thought it was another guy. And that's because he wasn't paying attention to the CIA briefings. Now, I will say, you know, before we paint this with too overly a broad brush, Trump did take out Soleimani, the Iranian guy who is causing trouble in Iraq and had killed American servicemen. So that was a good thing. And he did get another guy from Yemen. So it's not as if the Republicans got nobody, but the people that the real heavy lifting that was done to get the leadership of Al-Qaeda has been done by Democrats and most recently by Joe Biden. You're absolutely right. So, look, we're not bloodthirsty. I'm not talking this up for the sake of talking it up. What I'm saying is this. You have forces at work in the world that are bent on destroying Western civilization. I mean, I'll put it to you quite bluntly that way. Angela Merkel made a very big mistake in admitting 1 million refugees from jihadist cultures without even notifying France or Britain. And a lot of them just went to Paris and London and started killing people. You can't have that. We can't have that in the United States. I mean, we've had 9/11, the Boston Marathon. We've had a number of other atrocities since then. You know, Orlando, Chattanooga, Fort Hood, the Chelsea bike path murders, Manhattan bike path murders. We can't have that. So there's got to be an understanding in the West that you cannot import jihad. That said, it's there. It's there in Afghanistan. It's there in Iran. And it's there throughout the Middle East. And we have to understand that this is something that is out to destroy us, quite frankly. And we have got to take that into account in our immigration policies, and we've got to take that into account in our military policy. The one thing I will say about Biden, I'm glad that he did this, because there was some indication that in Africa, for instance, in Africa, you have not only Al-Qaeda, but you have Al-Shabaab, and you have a number of different Islamic killing groups that also kill one another, sweeping down. They just go into African villages and they murder anybody who's a Christian or an animist. And they just murder them. They go into hospitals, bed to bed, and ask people their religions. These people have got to be not only driven out, they've got to be exterminated. You cannot say, okay, they surrender, we'll put them in a Nigerian prison, they break out, they bribe the guard, and they go back and do it again. What the Biden administration early on did was to say that he wanted to personally clear any drone attack anywhere in Africa. And so this comes into the White House, it gets vetted, and it gets attenuated, it gets dissipated. I mean, I think there have to be people whom he trusts in the military, and I know there are, who are in charge of the Africa Command. It has to be reviewed at the highest levels and has to be done with a minimum civilian collateral damage. But that said, you are not going to stop these people by simply doing it by onesies and twosies every year or two. And the fact that the Republicans didn't do it for many years, okay, well, it's a new day dawning now. It's a new day dawning. So Biden has done a very good job forging alliances to contain our enemies. He's done a very, very good job, for instance, in rebuilding NATO and the EU to contain Russia. He's done a very, very good job building alliances in the Pacific to contain China. Alliances, strengthened alliances with South Korea, Japan, the Philippines, Vietnam, Australia. And that's all very good. And in the Middle East, we have strengthened alliances with Egypt and Jordan, in addition to our ally Israel, to step up to Islamic fundamentalism. But it's there. It's all over the place. And we got to be vigilant. Absolutely, we've got to be vigilant. I'd also say this. People attack Joe Biden. People attack him increasingly in the Democratic Party. The Republican Party would shut down our government. I'm going to defend Joe Biden enthusiastically. I was one of his earliest supporters in Wisconsin when everybody else was for Elizabeth Warren and Bernie and this one and that one. And I'm going to tell you something. Inflation is contained better in this country than anywhere in the world. Let's start with inflation. You do not, for instance, have inflation that's just confined to one country, just like you don't have a fever that's confined to one toe. It's your whole body or nothing. And Biden's done a great job. Gas prices have been falling steadily, steadily because of his policies, steadily. He has armed Ukraine, stood up to Russia, pushed them back. He's expanding NATO. He's expanding our alliances in the Pacific. He's performing magnificently. And the rap is, and I think it's a crazy rap, is, well, you know, he doesn't boast enough. He doesn't get his, quote, message, end quote, out to how successful he's been. He's a humble guy, honest guy, good guy, very, very competent. The various clowns that are planning to run against him on the Republican side are clowns who would really hurt our country. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.